A Divided Nation. Section 3. Political Divisions.
If you were there. You were traveling through Michigan in July 1854. As you pass through the town of Jackson, you see a crowd of several hundred people gathered under the trees. You join them and find that it is a political rally. Anti-slavery supporters from different parties are meeting to form a new political party. Speakers promise to fight slavery until the contest be terminated. How do you think this new party will affect American politics?
Building background. The slavery question continued to divide the country and lead to violence. The issue not only dominated American politics in the mid-1800s, but also brought changes in the makeup of American political parties. Political parties undergo change. Democrat Stephen Douglas had predicted that the Kansas-Nebraska Act would raise a storm. He was right. The Kansas-Nebraska Act brought the slavery issue back into the national spotlight. Some Whigs, Democrats, Free Soilers, and abolitionists joined in 1854 to form the Republican Party, a political party united against the spread of slavery in the West. Democrats were in trouble. Those who supported the Kansas-Nebraska Act were not reelected. The Whig Party also fell apart when Northern and Southern Whigs refused to work together. A senator from Connecticut complained, "The Whig Party has been killed off by that miserable Nebraska business." Some Whigs and Democrats joined the American Party, also known as the Know-Nothing Party. At the party's convention, delegates argued over slavery, then chose former President Millard Fillmore as their candidate for the election of 1856. The Democrats knew they could not choose a strong supporter of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, such as President Pierce or Senator Douglas. They nominated James Buchanan of Pennsylvania. Buchanan had a great deal of political experience as Polk's Secretary of State. Most importantly, he had been in Great Britain as ambassador during the Kansas-Nebraska Act dispute and had not been involved in the debate. At their first nominating convention, the Republicans chose explorer John C. Fremont as their candidate. He had little political experience, but he stood against the spread of slavery. The public saw Republicans as a single-issue party. They had almost no supporters outside of the free states. On Election Day, Buchanan won 14 of the 15 slave states and became the new president. Fremont won 11 of the 16 free states. Fillmore won only one state, Maryland. Buchanan had won the election. Dred Scott decision. Just 2 days after Buchanan became president, the Supreme Court issued a historic ruling about slavery. News of the decision threw the country back into crisis. The court reviewed and decided the complex case involving an enslaved man named Dred Scott. Dred Scott sues for freedom. Dred Scott was the slave of Dr. John Emerson, an army surgeon who lived in St. Louis, Missouri. In the 1830s, Emerson had taken Scott on tours of duty in Illinois and the Wisconsin Territory. After they returned to Missouri, the doctor died, and Scott became the slave of Emerson's widow. In 1846, Scott sued for his freedom in the Missouri state courts, arguing that he had become free when he lived in free territory. Though a lower court ruled in his favor, the Missouri Supreme Court overturned this ruling. Scott's case reached the U.S. Supreme Court 11 years later, in 1857. The justices, a majority of whom were from the South, had three key issues before them. First, the court had to rule on whether Scott was a citizen. Only citizens could sue in federal court. Second, the court had to decide if his time living on free soil made him free. Third, the court had to determine the constitutionality of prohibiting slavery in parts of the Louisiana Purchase. The Supreme Court's ruling. Chief Justice Roger B. Taney, himself from a slaveholding family in Maryland, wrote the majority opinion in the Dred Scott decision in March 1857. First, he addressed the issue of Dred Scott's citizenship. Taney said the nation's founders believed that African Americans had no rights which a white man was bound to respect. He therefore concluded that all African Americans, whether slave or free, were not citizens under the U.S. Constitution. Thus, Dred Scott did not have the right to file suit in federal court. Taney also ruled on the other issues before the court. As to whether Scott's residence on free soil made him free, Taney flatly said it did not. Because Scott had returned to the slave state of Missouri, the Chief Justice said his status as free or slave depended on the laws of Missouri. Finally, Taney declared the Missouri Compromise restriction on slavery north of 36 degrees 30 minutes to be unconstitutional. He pointed out that the Fifth Amendment said no one could be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Because slaves were considered property, Congress could not prohibit someone from taking slaves into a federal territory. Under this ruling, Congress had no right to ban slavery in any federal territory. Most white Southerners cheered this decision. It covers every question regarding slavery and settles it in favor of the South, reported a Georgia newspaper. Another newspaper, the New Orleans Picayune, assured its readers that the ruling put the whole basis of the Republican organization under the ban of law. The ruling stunned many Northerners. The Republicans were particularly upset because their platform in 1856 had argued that Congress held the right to ban slavery in the federal territories. Now the nation's highest court had ruled that Congress did not have this right. Indeed, some Northerners feared that the spread of slavery would not stop with the federal territories. Illinois lawyer Abraham Lincoln warned that a future court ruling, or what he called the next Dred Scott decision, would prohibit states from banning slavery. "We shall lie down pleasantly dreaming that the people of Missouri are on the verge of, or close to, making their state free. And we shall awake to the reality instead that the 90 Supreme Court has made Illinois a slave state." Abraham Lincoln, quoted in the Collected Works of Abraham Lincoln, edited by Roy P. Basler. Lincoln-Douglas debates. In 1858, Illinois Republicans nominated Abraham Lincoln for the U.S. Senate. His opponent was Democrat Stephen Douglas, who had represented Illinois in the Senate since 1847. Lincoln challenged Douglas in what became the historic Lincoln-Douglas debates. In each debate, Lincoln stressed that the central issue of the campaign was the spread of slavery in the West. He said that the Democrats were trying to spread slavery across the nation. Lincoln talked about the Dred Scott decision. He said that African Americans were entitled to all the natural rights listed in the Declaration of Independence, specifically mentioning the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. However, Lincoln believed that African Americans were not necessarily the social or political equals of whites. Hoping to cost Lincoln votes, Douglas charged that Lincoln thinks that the Negro is his brother. Douglas also criticized Lincoln for saying that the nation could not remain half slave and half free. Douglas said that the statement revealed a Republican desire to make every state a free state. This, he warned, would only lead to a dissolution or destruction of the Union and warfare between the North and the South. At the second debate in the northern Illinois town of Freeport, Illinois, Lincoln pressed Douglas on the apparent contradiction between the Democrats' belief in popular sovereignty and the Dred Scott decision. Lincoln asked Douglas to explain how if Congress could not ban slavery from a federal territory, Congress could allow the citizens of that territory to ban it. Douglas responded that it did not matter what the Supreme Court decided about slavery. He argued that the people have the lawful means to introduce it or exclude it as they please, for the reason that slavery cannot exist a day or an hour anywhere unless it is supported by local police regulations. This notion that the police would enforce the voters' decision if it contradicted the Supreme Court's decision in the Dred Scott case became known as the Freeport Doctrine. The Freeport Doctrine put the slavery question back in the hands of American citizens. It helped Douglas win the Senate seat. Lincoln, while not victorious, made a strong, important leader of the Republican Party. Summary and preview. The Dred Scott decision and the Lincoln-Douglas debates dealt with the conflict over slavery in the Western territories. In the next section, you will read about how the conflict broke apart the Union. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.